Thank you, Dr. Kaiser. Glad to be here today to present one of my papers. And today I'll be presenting evaluation optimum nitrogen rate for corn fertilized with and without sulfur grown on medium and fine texture soil. It is known that sulfur and nitrogen have related plant function and either cannot be substituted for the other. If sulfur deficiency occurs, it is not uncommon that nitrogen deficiency also occurs. So, Kemper and Sorensen reported an interaction by nitrogen and sulfur on corn, and when corn responded both fertilizer, both sulfur and nitrogen fertilizer. Other studies showed nitrogen content of corn is related to nitrogen sulfur ratio. Stewart and Porter reported that when sulfur is limiting, applying additional nitrogen fertilizer did not increase corn grain yield. There is a relationship between nitrogen and sulfur in corn plant, and one part of sulfur was required for every 12 to 15 part of nitrogen in order to obtain maximum dry matter yield. In Minnesota, in southern Minnesota, data from a strip trial conducted by Kim et al. In 2009, Kim et al. Showed that sulfur or nitrogen produce similar yield increase, but combination of sulfur and nitrogen increased yield twice. So these results indicate that there are interaction between sulfur and nitrogen exist, and maximum corn yield could not be achieved when only nitrogen fertilizer was applied, and maximum yield was achieved when both sulfur and nitrogen was applied. So there are evidence that interaction between sulfur and nitrogen exists in corn plant. So the main objectives of this study was to evaluate the potential interaction of nitrogen and sulfur on corn agronomic properties, and also plant chlorophyll as determined using SPAT chlorophyll meter, determined if the optimum rate of nitrogen to maximize corn grain yield varies when sulfur is applied in presence or absence of sulfur deficiency. Our third objective was to evaluate the effect of application of sulfur and nitrogen on the concentration of each nutrient in corn grain. Determine if we also collected basal stock, and our fourth objective was if sulfur impacts the assessment of excess nitrogen application to corn as determined using basal stock nitrate nitrogen test. So there were 8 field locations across Minnesota from 2011 to 2013, and these fields were on both medium and fine textured soil. The study was complete factorial design within randomized complete blocks with 4 applications, 2 factors. Factor 1 was no sulfur and 28 kilosulfur per hectare, and factor 2 consists of 5 rates of nitrogen fertilizer. All fertilizer was applied to the soil surface and incorporated prior to planting. Sulfur was applied as granular potassium sulfate. Potassium chloride was also applied to balance potassium on those plots where potassium sulfate was not applied. Urea was applied as a source of nitrogen. And this figure shows the approximate location where the studies were conducted. This is the results. You can see. So those figures highlighted in yellow background, those locations had significant interaction between sulfur and nitrogen. In terms of grain yield, there were two locations where application of sulfur increased grain yield, but at only location site 7, we found a significant interaction between sulfur and nitrogen. In terms of ear leaf nitrogen concentration, application of sulfur did not increase ear leaf nitrogen concentration, but their interaction was significant. Ear leaf sulfur concentration was increased in 4 of 8 locations, but only location 6 and 7 there are significant interaction between sulfur and nitrogen. Ear leaf nitrogen to sulfur ratio did not increase with the increase of sulfur application, but at site 6 interaction was significant. When measured plant chlorophyll at site 6, a SPAD meter chlorophyll meter reading was significantly increased due to application of sulfur, but interaction was not significant. This is the results from site 7. So I did not prepare a table where the effect of where I did not show the effect of nitrogen, but I will tell in brief. Nitrogen rate increased grain yield at 6 of 8 location. Sulfur increased grain yield at site 7, where sulfur by nitrogen interaction was sulfur increased grain yield at only site 7, as I showed earlier in the table, and interaction was significant on only one location. And as you can see on the figure, sulfur increased grain yield only when nitrogen was applied 112 kilo per hectare or greater. Yield did not increase when nitrogen was applied below 112. That means nitrogen deficiency were severe in those cases, and sulfur was not any benefit when nitrogen rate was low. So when we analyzed quadratic plateau with no sulfur application, the plateau occurred at 278 kilo nitrogen per hectare, and with sulfur, the plateau occurred at 295 kilo nitrogen per hectare. This means the 17 kilogram nitrogen per hectare difference in optimum rate of nitrogen needed to maximize yield was not large enough to provide a conclusive evidence that more nitrogen is needed within when sulfur is applied. This is some measurement in the mid-season plant analysis. Ear leaf nitrogen concentration did not respond to sulfur. Ear leaf nitrogen concentration responded to nitrogen at 7 of 8 locations. We found a quadratic relationship between ear leaf nitrogen and relative corn yield, and at site 2 and 7 was different than the rest of the sites. At site 1, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 8, when the relative yield was 100%, ear leaf nitrogen concentration was at 26 gram per kilo. At 95% relative yield, ear leaf nitrogen concentration was 20.5 gram per kilo. That shows there were nitrogen deficiency. They recommended the reference limit range, the lower limit of nitrogen sufficiency in the ear leaf is 28 gram nitrogen per kilo. That means in those sites, nitrogen was deficient. At site 2 and 7, at 100% relative yield, concentration of ear leaf nitrogen was 34.9 gram per kilo. At 95%, the concentration of nitrogen was 30.4 gram per kilo. That means in those sites, nitrogen was sufficient. And remember, at site 7, the interaction was also significant. This is the page we analyzed Bezos stock for nitrate nitrogen concentration. On the top left figure shows how we collected basal stock. We collected basal stock at R6 growth stage. The length of basal stock was 38 centimeter in length, and the basal stock was collected from 15 centimeter above the soil surface. And below the figure, the table shows the basal stock results. On the left two columns, application of sulfur increased basal stock sulfur at one location, but at three location interaction was significant. Those highlighted with the yellow color in the background, those are in those sites nitrogen bisulfur interaction was significant. So when analyzing nitrate nitrogen on the basal stock, there were three locations sulfur by nitrogen was significant, but when sulfur was applied, nitrate nitrogen decreased. So I'll tell you why nitrate nitrogen decreased in those sites. On the two figures on my right, those are data were analyzed across sites, so all location included. So in right top figure, no sulfur was applied, and on the bottom figure, when 28 kilo sulfur was applied. EONR means economic optimum nitrogen rate, and delta EONR is the difference between the sulfur applied and EONR calculated at the 0.1 price ratio. So that is delta EONR. So when no sulfur applied and when delta EONR is zero, the nitrate concentration at the basal stock was 895 milligram per kilo, and when sulfur was applied, when EONR is zero, the nitrate nitrogen concentration was 605 milligram per kilo. That means nitrate nitrogen was lower. Nitrate nitrogen concentration in the basal stock was lower when sulfur was applied. As the nitrate delta EONR increased and it reached a plateau when no sulfur was applied, the plateau value was 2,850 milligram per kilo. And when sulfur was applied, plateau occurred at 1,840 milligram per kilo. That means nitrate concentration is concentration of corn basal stock offers a basis for determining excess nitrogen at the end of harvest. That means when sulfur was applied, more nitrogen uptake occurred. However, yield did not increase most of the location. That means excess nitrogen was uptaken by corn, but utilized for protein synthesis containing sulfur and nitrogen. So in my conclusion, so a sulfur by nitrogen interaction was typically a result of a greater impact of sulfur on the measured variable as high rates of applied nitrogen, indicating that sulfur uptake and utilization is limited and when nitrogen availability is low. The decision regarding a need for sulfur fertilizer should be based on increased corn grain yield. And while sulfur and nitrogen may interact within the plant, there is no evidence that additional nitrogen is required for corn when sulfur is applied. And in my last slide, I like to thank Dr. Daniel Kaiser. He is the PI for this study. Dr. Fabian Fernandez, who reviewed my manuscript that we'll be able to submit in the next few weeks. many field crews at the University of Minnesota, and DuPont Pioneer for Crop Management for funding. Thank you for your attention.